Hello, welcome to the Greek radio broadcast of First Πρώτη Πολιτική Θεσσαλονίκης, Manolis Andronikos. My name is Dimitra, and the names of today's participants are Nikos, Marianthi, and Yoros. The topic of today's discussion is the mechanism of propaganda. So, is propaganda something new to us?
Propaganda is a common phenomenon in times of crisis. Today, as Europeans, we face difficult times, and our thoughts are with our fellow Ukrainian friends. But we can clearly see many examples of propaganda and fake news. As I mentioned above, propaganda is not a new phenomenon, as during the Cold War period, in which USA and USSR fought for world dominance, the use of propaganda and fake news were common weapons of their arsenal. The USA used movies and televisions in order to propagate against USSR, and a famous example is a well-known movie called Rocky IV, in which the great American boxer Rocky has to defeat the evil Russian boxer Ivan Drago. Also, many of the radio series, dramas, and sitcoms made in America during the 1950s celebrated the distinct advantages of living in a prosperous capitalist nation. USSR fought back and released a movie called Red Nightmare in 1962, made first for the Red Army and later released to the public, in which they made the outlandish claim that the entire US cities had been reconstructed in Soviet territory in order to train communist spies and infiltrators in methods of breaking down American government and society. In the 1950s, the CIA commissioned an animated film version of George Orwell's Animal Farm, an allegorical account of the Russian Revolution and Soviet government.
Let's move to more recent events.
It is common practice among journalists, motivated by a political agenda, to misunderstand or to misrepresent evidence in order to create or sustain a narrative that conforms into a predetermined conclusion. Accordingly, the outbreak of coronavirus has been accompanied by a large amount of misleading and false information about the virus. Most false accusations have no legitimate scientific evidence supporting their claims, and when it's regarding a very dangerous virus, spreading fabricated information can have critical consequences. This is all the more intense considering the fact that most people are cooped up in their homes during this crisis, spending more time on social media. In February 2020, the World Health Organization warned of a massive coronavirus infodemic, describing this as an overabundance of information, some accurate and some not. That makes it hard for people to find trustworthy sources and a reliable guidance when they need it.
An issue that occupies the attention of media since the last month is the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. Therefore, the spread of misleading information is inevitable.
Generally, according to the Russian government, the Ukrainian borders are not officially registered with the United Nations, so Ukraine still remains a province of Russia. Nevertheless, this belief is not backed by official publication. Instead, since 2003, Russia and Ukraine have signed an agreement for the mutual recognition of their borders. In addition, Ukrainian citizens were trying to find a shelter in the Kyiv underground, whilst in reality the snapshots transmitted on Greek television were from a disaster in a football match, which took place in the underground of Rome on the 23rd of August 2021.
Thank you all for your time, and I'm looking forward to our next discussion.